Soycle. Welcome to the 1 o'clock no sour haha funny hour. No sour, happy, fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the no sour fun time haha power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. You say, maybe I should start to get you to say it.
So good. Nice. You got it down so good.
Got it down. Well, we are going to live up to the name today and have some fun because our resident, he's usually here playing a role as the Ron Johnson. I can't tell you how many people who've heard that segment tell me how funny they think you are.
They wake up in the middle of the night and hear that voice. That's what it's like for me. But.
Well, we actually recently, because I thought I did a pretty good job of being sarcastic the last time you were on, to say this is totally Ron Johnson. And apparently I wasn't dripping enough.
Oh,
with
so
sarcasm.
Some people
were very confused.
Like War of the Worlds, they thought the aliens were here. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Ryan Mason, welcome back to the show. Welcome for the first time in person.
Oh, yeah.
So Thank happy you. To have you here and really excited to talk about your new comedy special that you're putting on, and it's next week?
Correct. It'll be a week from today at a place called Dandy in Wauwatosa, which is just like a cool, hip consignment shop. You know, like those words together don't sound like they might work, but it's like the coolest, hippest place to go check out, you know, things that have been curated by some really awesome people. And they have a space that they do like weddings and comedy shows and all kinds of cool stuff. And so it'll make me look like I'm an interesting person.
Like, even if the show bombs, yeah, the atmosphere is going to be
great.
That's
the most important thing, is looking good. So that's what that is about. And it's great to be here in person. I wanted to share this with you. When I was driving here, this is what I saw. I came from the city, and I drove out to Waukesha to come to the studio, and I saw a truck bringing the porta-potties into the parking lot at the Brewer Stadium. I was like, spring is here. Spring is in the air.
The porta potties have landed.
So if people are worried, they're there in the parking lot.
You will not have an issue on come Monday.
Yes.
Are you going?
No, I'm not. But a little tear came to my eye as I thought about standing in a line trying not to pee my pants.
Well, that's good to know. The porta potties have arrived.
Yes.
in time. And so
it
you
is
will
spring.
Not. Yep. That's really funny. We asked that the other day. We're like, what is your, because it was the spring equinox.
Yeah.
And so is that your sign that spring is here? It's not the first robin you see?
I think so. Like, if the porta potties land in the, I still call it Miller Park parking lot, that means that it is officially spring.
All
so
right.
I think that's the thing. Once the roof opens, it's summer. That's
it's like
it.
It's like the swallows returning to Capistrano.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be a lot of swallows in that parking lot of beer, pretty much. That's what it'll be. But yeah, really excited about this upcoming special because it gives me a chance to kind of package together a lot of stuff I've been working on lately.
Well, and that's what, like, so comedy is, I always find so useful, and the people who do it well to talk about tough issues is some of what I think comedy is at its like highest form.
Oh, yeah.
And you are tackling men's mental health, which mental health in general, I think, is something everyone is talking about, whether it's young people and the rates that we're seeing, these numbers that keep coming out. You work with college kids, and mm-hmm. so you see that age group and what they're going through. But this is something that is spiked for everyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, up and down the board. I mean, all the way to men in their 70s and 80s are experiencing high levels of suicidation and, mental health crisis at the really high level of age as well. So, I mean, that's a big reason why I want to, you know, talk about things. It's funny that you say, like, comedy is a way to talk about tough issues. And it's like, since the beginning of time,
yeah,
right? Like, court jesters were the only people who could poke fun at the king to, like, you know, the 50s and 60s. It was an art form that was used to talk about social progressive issues, you know, even to now, to like what you're doing. TikTok is and Instagram is a place where you can talk about, you know, issues that might be hard to discuss in your own family or in your own household. So I think comedy is just a special place where you can actually, you know, address things that you might not address in other spaces. But I would imagine like cavemen were like, when somebody got bit by a snake, they laughed about it, right? It was the first safe space, you know, where they could be like, okay, but we got to stop getting bit by snakes.
I feel like in one of the comedy books of like when I was first starting out, like how to write a joke, and they were trying to break down, and no one can really say why is something funny, but it's basically, it was some combination of being surprised but not being in danger.
Oh, yeah.
And they used a caveman example as far as like a caveman is sees rustling in the grass, and it could be, he's scared for a second because it could be a tiger or whatever wild animal, and then it ends up being like a mouse, and you laugh because the fear has been subsided,
right?
But you still, it's funny because it wasn't what you were expecting. And so like probably.
Yeah, with men too, when I think about like my buddies, or you know, a lot of the stuff that I've written for this special is about my brother, the male person in my life who I'm closest to, who I care about, and who probably knows the most about me. But we get pretty scared when we start talking about real stuff. Like that's men in general. You know, that's truthful. It's also like a colloquialism or like a stereotype, right? That men will sit and talk about third string quarterbacks, but we won't say like, hey, but how are you doing? How's your, you know, mental health depth chart, right? Like, so I think if we can just, you know, have some laughs as we address something that is, you know, partially my experience and partially, you know, what is going on with others, then maybe that brings men to a place where they're sharing a clip saying, hey, did you see this? And, but also, hey, how are you doing? You know, maybe that's what I'll call it. Hey, how are you doing? Right. We were just joking. I haven't even thought of a name for what I'm doing, but, that might be a good way to you know, bridge that gap.
Exactly. We're talking to comedian Ryan Mason about his new special that is next week at Dandy. We didn't say what the date is.
April 6th.
April 6th.
Yeah.
And
you can get a ticket on MilwaukeeComedy.com. So that's a great place to go find, get a ticket, take your, you know, special person out to dinner, or maybe just bring the guys and I'll tell you how to, you know, talk to each other.
So I guess that is that how you approached it? Like, as far as it, as you said, as it's about your brother, his struggles with mental health. You also have two sons.
Yep.
And so like, is the approach of just, is it more storytelling? Is it more straight up jokes? Or like, what can people expect?
Yeah, that's a great question. You can expect jokes.
Okay.
So that's the beautiful part about comedy is that like, hey, I can go out there and I can tell some stories, but it better be funny because if it's not, I'm not doing my job. But I definitely have the ability after I've done this for 10 years. Yeah. So I have the ability to go in there and tell some stories that will end with some great amount of laughter. And the nice thing was I noticed as I was, you know, going through my travels, you know, performing at different clubs and theaters and bars, that a lot of my jokes were kind of about those relationships in my life. And as I looked at the landscape and thought about, well, why aren't we talking about this thing that we all are recognizing? We're seeing statistics about it. Why aren't we talking about it small scale to each other? Why am I not building on that conversation through my art form? I was able to take some of the work that I've done in the past and build it into a larger product that focuses on something I'm really passionate about.
And so has it changed in work? Is it a half hour, hour?
It'll be less than an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like did your write, because that's a lot of material.
Sure.
Did you find things in there, like different beliefs that you held or challenged? And like, did you come out the other side that now that it's written and you're about to perform it, that you feel like it's different than where you started?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing is like writing down a story that is kind of embarrassing and can be tough to talk about. Like when I was a lot younger in my life, I did drugs. I screwed up. I got caught. I did things that like forced me to get in trouble. And like a lot of your life and your professional life is spent hiding those things.
Yeah.
And like, so in this space and in comedy as like a safe space and being in this part of my life where I'm comfortable with who I am and, you know, who I am as a dad, who I am as a brother, in my relationships professionally and socially, I was like, these are fun things to share now. Like, it's okay to share those things and to say to others, like, I had that experience. I came out the other side of it. feeling safe, happy, and healthy. And it was kind of funny. Some of those things were kind of funny as we went through them. So that laughter and that ability to look backwards, I think, is hopefully helpful to people who are going through those same situations currently.
Are you more nervous to perform this in front of strangers or your family?
Oh, I mean, my family, 100%. Like, my mom would be the first person to be like, don't say too much, you know, because that's how that generation thinks. And, like,
Don't say that out loud.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're from Wisconsin. If you're from Wisconsin, you're like, don't do that. You only tell the truth, like, in confession at church. And even then, you don't let it all the way out. You know what I mean? There was a story when I first, you know, went to confession when I was a little kid. I was in there for like 40 minutes. My mom told me this. And I was like, she was like, well, what? Why did you stay in there so long? And I think she was just worried that I was spilling the beans. And I was like, I just had a lot to get off my chest.
Do you remember any of the things you actually were confessing?
I mean, I'm sure it was I was fighting with my brother. I was stealing things. You know, it was probably all those things. And the priest was probably like, all right, wrap it up.
Okay, there's a long line building outside, buddy.
I got other sins to get to.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what your neighbor Bill's up to, okay?
You think you're bad. Jeez, fourth grader.
Yeah.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about maybe the bigger picture, because obviously this is personal stories that you're talking about with your with a special yet to be named, or how are you doing?
Yeah.
But then also, I think it's interesting that you're working with college students and and there is a bigger conversation and moment that there is happening right now as far as why is this so prevalent? Why are we seeing rates go up so high? And is some of it just being able to talk? Okay. So we'll talk about that more when we come back from the break. Our guest is comedian Ryan Mason. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that you love. Changing my sin, and I'm doing the best that I can. I admit it's getting better, a little better all the time. Yes, I admit it's getting better, it's getting better since you've been mine.
Getting so much better all the time, it's getting better all the time.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
In her sleep, she does suffer from night terrors. That is absolutely true. And I'm used to it. We've been married for a while, and there was a time recently where she got rigid as a board, and she just went, gross! And went right back to sleep. It's like, I'm not going to mess with that at all. You know what I mean? The next day, she came up to me, and she said, hey, by the way, I had a sex dream about you last night. Like, I'll take it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking to comedian Ryan Mason about his new special that you can see in person at Dandy on April 6th. Tickets go on sale soon at MilwaukeeComedy.com.
And they're only $15.
Yeah. Hey, how about that?
It's a steal.
Are you going to go with me?
It starts at 7:30.
Oh, it's too late.
Gosh, I hope I get a chunk of that change. That would be
nice. And so the show centers on, it's a comedy show, but it does center on men's mental health. And so
Which
is hilarious. And so I guess as far as when it comes to supporting and preserving mental health here in Wisconsin, or I guess the Midwest, but we'll, you know, either or. What would you? What advice would you have?
Okay, so I thought about this, and to think about, like, how is he going to make this funny, right? Like, I put together a top 10 list for men in the Midwest.
Okay.
This is based on information from University of Michigan, tips on how to preserve your mental health. You mentioned colleges. Like, there's lots of great resources at universities. So plug your ears if you hate the Wolverines. But a lot of this comes from that. All right. So here we go. You tell me if you think these will work.
Okay.
All right. So top 10 ways to keep yourself mentally focused, healthy, and to preserve your mental health in Wisconsin. All right. Ready? Number 10, polka. Okay. Hear me out. All right. Face-to-face contact with peers, with social gatherings, music, and moving your body are all associated with positive mental health, okay? Polka has all of those things,
true.
All right? It's
yes.
a safe space,
yes.
All right? Right? Jane's like, yes,
oh,
absolutely,
yeah.
Right? And you can sweat and people won't care. You can just be sweating out fried fish while holding your woman tight. That's fine. All right, number 9, shovel for your neighbor,
ooh.
Okay? All right. Not only is it physical activity, but doing nice things for other people is clinically shown to have a net benefit for your mental health, right?
Yeah.
So if your neighbor Steve is a jerk, go shovel his driveway. Not only do you get the benefit of doing a nice thing, you also get to lord that over your
upper
neighbor.
Hand.
Yes.
And upper hand.
Forever.
And mess with his head. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, I didn't think you could do it yourself, you know, with those weak arms. All right. Number 8. This is timely. Zone out during several innings of the Brewers game.
Even okay? though it's shorter?
Just pick, like, even if it's shorter, you should always pick 2 or 3 innings to either nap or zone out.
Okay.
That's my advice. Men are less likely to do meditation, prayer, and things that are generally associated with calming the mind and letting yourself let go of some of the stresses of your life. So my way of doing that is just to be watching golf or baseball and just not paying attention.
Just looking into the ether.
Yeah. Just become a vessel. All right. Just hear the ball hitting the mitt and let that sound wash over you. Number 7, mocktails and NAs. Okay.
Oh.
This is, my wife hipped me to this, so credit to her. Mocktails and NA beer has been on the rise. Lakefront now is doing wonderful NA products, non-alcoholic products. And in Wisconsin, we're just not going to get around the drinking mm-hmm. culture. So let's take a break while still, you know, enjoying a beverage that's not going to contribute to, you know, depression and negative mental health. So that's a tip. That's low-key. Sneak a mocktail in. All right. I think even Busch Light has like an NA. All right.
Ugh.
So if you're out there and you really want to dip into the dregs, you can do that. Here's another one that this was my thought based on breaking up monotony, but drive one town over and go to dinner. All right.
Oh.
So go one town away. Monotony and going to the same places within your routine can be good for certain segments of mental health, but also monotony can also build up stress and it can be a contributing factor to like your depression. So by breaking up that monotony, going one town over to the go to a different Culver's. That's what I'm saying. Just one
different
town.
Different Culver's,
over.
Different cops.
Exactly.
Different fish fry.
Yeah.
Different dive bar.
Change it up, right? Break up the monotony. So that's number 6. All right, number 5, this is upcoming. You can't do it yet, but go mushroom hunting, okay? Now, hear me out, all right? It checks a couple of those boxes we talked about before, all right? And you're in prime country out here in Waukesha. I can't tell you where, but they're out there, all right?
Okay.
And the best time to go is around Mother's Day. So if you need AJ and I to come back and talk about mushroom hunting, 100% we will do that. But it checks a lot of those boxes, right? You can do it with friends. You can get some fresh air. And you're getting that exercise that helps to keep your mind active.
All right, you got 2 minutes to get through the last 4.
All right, number 4, jump in a lake, okay?
Ooh.
Cold water can be known as a tactic to help with the vagus nerve or vagus nerve that connects your brain, goes down to your abdomen. And this is one of those things that you can sort of relax by submerging your face in cold water. We've got plenty of cold water, okay? Number 3, Wayne Larrivee, okay? Wayne Larrivee, the Golden Tones, all right? Look up brown noise, okay? It's something that you can do to calm yourself. I don't know if his voice qualifies, but it probably does, okay? So just listen to Wayne Larrivee. Number 2, Golf, again, space out. All right. If you can't fall asleep during the Masters, who are you? All right. You're too locked in. All right. And number one on my list, cheese curds. Okay. You need to find what your wellness non-negotiables are, whether they're totally healthy or they're, you know, they have some of those rich and enjoyable things in life like fat or maybe having a glass of wine. If cheese curds are your non-negotiable, you're doing great. If every Friday you get together with friends, eat cheese curds and let your worries drift away, that's actually really positive for your mental health. So those are my tips, top 10 for folks.
That feels like a very attainable list. That's like the only top 10 fix your life list that I feel like I could totally adopt.
There you go.
So Ryan Mason, April 6th, Dandy, MilwaukeeComedy.com. Yep. Go get your tickets. They're only $15. I'm going to go buy tickets. Perfect. I'm going to make my husband come so he'll talk about his mental health.
Perfect. I'll talk to him. You can follow me on Twitter at Qdoba Gooding Jr.
Great name. All right, Ryan, thank you. It's always hilarious to have you here. Can't wait to see the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Is that a song about L.A.?
Los Angeles by Blink 182.
That is, I really liked their first album when I was in like middle school. Mm-hmm. Don't remember that song.
I'm a big Blinker.
Obviously. Well, we're in the last half hour of a otherwise really packed show.
It has been. And Ryan is so wonderful. Ugh. And we had a texter from the 920 ask if he could do some rojo before he left.
He
already slipped out, but we are going to have him back to talk about mushroom hunting.
Yes. The combo, if you listen to Wednesday's show.
We had a lot of comics on this week.
We did. I like having comics on.
Well, and what Ryan, and he made such a good point about the whole history of comedy is speaking truth to power and being able to say uncomfortable things. But to see him bring it into the realm of mental health and particularly men's mental health is so wonderful and vital.
It is. And I think that, you know, some people want their comedy in jokes, but right. I big shock. I like comedy that makes me also think, right?
Yep.
And you know, some people who just do it and so much of the best comedy is coming from your life. And I think coming from places where people can relate, because you make them laugh, but you laugh because you recognize it.
Exactly. And you've done it, you felt it, you've observed it.
And it's, you know, and we joke about, you know, everything he was just for his top 10 list on Wisconsin mental health. Like those things for like Wisconsin tropes, they're funny because they're based in truth, right?
Yep.
You know, even if it's not you, like when we were talking about with Joe Salmon's earlier this week on Tuesday about the bubbler. Like we all, even if we don't say bubbler, we claim bubbler.
Yes, as ours.
As ours. And so I'm really looking forward to that. But I also just think, because I like comedy, and I think a lot of people like comedy, so getting to talk to people who are pursuing that as a career or I don't want to say it's a hobby, but like I think, you know, finding the way to do that as an art form, even if it's not your full-time gig, and the performance element of it. And I asked him off when we were at commercial, and he's like, to a certain extent, it's just something he had to get out of, like the motivation to get it all written down, put it up, whether that was, he has an album from earlier. He's been doing comedy for 10 years. So he has an album that he put out earlier. Obviously now they're going to record whatever he ends up calling this. That is like the compulsion of, I think, most art is you got to get it out.
I need to say this or I'm going to blow.
And I think it's interesting, even in whatever it is that you want to call what I do, not just on the radio show, but in the videos, the best videos I've ever made are the ones that I just had to get it out versus, oh, I need to make a video today.
Without a doubt.
And not that the practice of doing the thing every day, even the days you don't want to do it, is not a good practice. Because I think whether you're a writer or a painter or an actor, like doing it on the days you don't want to is how you hone your craft.
Yeah.
It may not be where the magic comes from,
right,
but like you have to keep doing it so that when inspiration hits, like you're ready. And so I already texted Mike. I was like, well, we're going to go to this next week. And so I think, cause he's one, so funny.
Yes.
And I also think very thoughtful. And so I'm excited to see what he's come up with.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this has been Missy was great. That was such an interesting conversation.
Right.
Obviously, we kicked off the day with Pipe. Yeah, this has been a packed Thursday.
Busy, busy, busy.
And tomorrow's going to be packed, too. We got, like I said, we have Scott Ross and Bill McCosh coming in to talk about last-minute hot takes before we head into the last couple days before the election. And what else? We have the house and garden tour starting soon.
Mike Rudzik is going to join us at the last segment of the show tomorrow afternoon, the Milwaukee Home and Garden Show going on through the weekend. They have great stuff.
Have you been on that before?
I have been to it many times.
I think I saw Milwaukee Journal Sentinel just put something out, and I was like, oh, maybe I should go. Now that I'm of the age.
You are.
To appreciate homes and gardens.
Yes, you are. And go learn what flowers are.
Because our house, I think I was a kid. I must have been 9 or 10 when we were living in Madison. And our house was on the tour one year.
Oh, wow.
And I remember we had to keep the house clean all summer.
For that one day or those 2 days.
Well, no, I think it was a couple days. Maybe I'm remembering this wrong. Debbie Bry, if you're listening, feel free to call in and correct me. But I remember it was a very big deal, but the stress level was a little high about keeping things pristine, which was not always how our house looked, except when company was
of course. But now this is not a tour of homes. This is a home and garden show. So there will be different contractors there, if you want new windows or you want to talk about an extension or you want to do a remodel and they have wonderful gardening displays and things you can do with patios and pergolas and fire pits.
Okay, so it's not the tour of people's beautiful homes.
No, it is not.
I misunderstood.
That's okay.
But regardless.
Tomorrow.
Debbie was...
Well, that speaks very highly of Debbie.
Oh.
It does.
Yes. I did not get that skill from her, both the gardening and the interior decorating and the visual, this is how this is supposed to look, which is why at 36, I still only rely on her to decorate almost everything. I have other skills.
And I feel the same way. I have one of my sisters is very, very visually gifted and has done window dressings and window displays and all kinds of things. And I am just like, just put something in the window. I don't care.
You're like, I know something should go there.
Yeah, so that's not my area. I'm more of an audio person. I think I know how it should sound.
Your home? How do you want your home?
I want it to be quiet.
Okay. Well, speaking of homes, have you heard about what's going on in Los Angeles?
Not until you sent this to me today.
And I can't wrap my head around how I feel about it. And it will be interesting to see what the long-term effect of it is. And so I'm going to try to summarize this as best as I can. But basically, the city of Los Angeles mm-hmm. voted on a measure back in November called Measure ULA. And it basically is a transfer tax on big-ticket property sales that the city says will generate a new revenue stream for affordable housing projects and homelessness prevention. So homelessness in so many different cities, certainly San Francisco, but definitely LA.
Right.
It's estimated like 42,000 people are homeless in
wow.
Los Angeles right now. So if you think about the city of Brookfield.
Homeless.
Is homeless in Los Angeles. And one of the ways that they voted on it. This was not just bureaucracy. They voted on this measure. Is basically, it's colloquially known as the mansion tax, and it will impose a 4% tax on property sales above $5 million and a 5.5% tax on properties above $10 million, which in Los Angeles, is a lot of the homes.
Well, in Los Angeles, a $1 million home, isn't that just a box?
Yeah. I mean, and especially depending on what neighborhood you're in.
Right. I mean, it's not, that doesn't get you very much.
No. And so all, so basically what this has caused is people like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are there. They could lose millions if their home search fails. And there's all, there's been, because this starts Saturday.
Oh my.
So this whole month has basically been a fire sale of mansions in Los Angeles of people trying to sell their homes because the tax goes on the seller.
Sure.
And
so it's going to come off the profit you make on your house.
Yes. And so people are, they're slashing the cost, like the cost of the house. And it is literally, it's a fire sale of like homes. And some of the ones that I've listed in here, there is like $28 million homes, $89 million homes. Like some of this is from New York Times that I'm reading some of the different celebrities and some of the different properties that are literally tens of millions of dollars. And because they don't want it, they want to avoid this tax, they're trying to sell it now. And, you know, I think there's some people who are leaving Los Angeles altogether, but I feel like Los Angeles is such a pull and there's so many big houses in Los Angeles. Have you been to LA?
I was in Santa Monica.
Okay.
I will never go back.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
What didn't you like about Santa Monica?
It was the phoniest place I have ever been. It was.
What year was it?
Oh, this is 30 years ago.
Oh, wow. So even back then.
No, I can remember I had bought a sweater at the Gap, you know, or something like that. And I was going with my friend into a store and there was a man pandering outside and I didn't give him any money, but he said, oh, that's a really nice sweater. And I thought only in Los Angeles are even panhandlers looking at what you're wearing. Because that's how superficial it is.
Or maybe he was just complimenting you, thinking you'd give him some money.
That didn't work either.
But regardless, I have spent lots of time, a long time in LA. And
did you ever get into any of those big mansions?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, not often, but yeah, you know, cool. Every once in a while. But, you know, like $5 million, so that's the cap of when you would evade this tax, is basically like a 4,000 square foot home.
Which is a big house.
Which is a big house, but it's not
a 4,000.
You know, $5 million in Wisconsin is a big house.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really big house.
That's a Lake Geneva house.
And except that one that's about to get torn down, which was a $17 million house.
Which is such a beautiful house. Anyway.
But even, you know, even I would say you think of, I remember still to this day, but certainly when I was a kid, driving up Lakeshore Drive into the Shorewood, but mm-hmm. also just the east side and all of the old school mansions.
Oh,
and
yes.
As a kid, just being like these, I still, some of those lakefront houses in Milwaukee/Shorewood that just hang off the cliff. And it's like, these are such big houses. I don't know if any of those are more than like at max $2 million. And those are like the biggest houses you can buy in Milwaukee. Right?
I don't know if those
are 5 million.
Yeah, we'll have to look.
Granted, a lot of them need work, but
yes, they do. Extensive work.
It's just to put into context that this tax is going to affect a lot of people. And as much as like I don't really have a lot of sympathy for the people who are buying $90 million houses having to pay an extra tax on them, because part of the problem is, and I think this is why people voted for it, is it's a microcosm of an issue that we're seeing everywhere, which is housing prices everywhere are squeezing people out. I mean, I was talking to a friend and journalist this morning who's talking about trying to write a piece on affordable housing in Eau Claire. And, you know, Eau Claire's housing market is not that far behind the Twin Cities, except the average salary in the Eau Claire is way lower than the Twin Cities.
Sure.
And so it's like, what's going on here that this is not computing, that people can't afford to buy these houses? Who's buying these houses? And then that affects the rental properties and like the cost of rent. It's to ultimately when people are like, I just can't afford to live here. And ultimately in places like Los Angeles, people just end up on the street. And that's not, people don't want, and simultaneously, you don't want to necessarily live in a place that has a huge homelessness problem. So like this comes back to what we're talking about even at the beginning of the show, is like, you have to care about the people around you.
We're all in this together in one form or another, you guys. We really are.
And so it'll be interesting to watch as this, how this works out, to see if there's a huge amount of people who just leave, and if there's just all, in the same way there's like storefront vacancies, if all of a sudden there's just vacancies in these
empty mansions
that no one buys, or if they actually make good on the money that they think will come in from this to actually build housing. But it's an interesting times in Los Angeles, and I'm not that sad for some of the celebrities that have to pay a little bit more of their taxes when they sell their McMansions.
Oh, poor Ben and Jen.
All right. We'll be back to finish up the show in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
When will you save me, Los Angeles? When will you save me, Los Angeles? I'm never coming home. I'm never coming home. I'm never coming home. I'm
moving along the sky. It's a car moving along the highway. You moving to California with me. I'm almost 2,000 miles from my home, sweet home. 2,000 miles from the arms that bore me. 2,000 miles from my sweet home, Milwaukee.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Network. If you missed any part of today's very good show,
we covered a lot of ground. We had some really, really wonderful guests.
Everyone was really good today.
Yeah, it was a great day.
You should go back and listen to the podcast, which you can find anywhere you get podcasts, or you can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen, which is also where you can always find the show notes that I typically have to write up later in the day, so they're not there immediately after the show.
But they will be there.
All of the back episodes are there with links to articles that we talked about or referenced and videos that we played with the audio, and also links to the guests that we talked about and the organizations they represent. Mm-hmm. And so go check it out, because I work hard on that to make that information available.
And if you listen to the show and you like the show, please spread the word.
Yes.
We'd really appreciate it.
We would.
We are a growing company.
We are a growing company. We are a growing show, despite the fact that we are getting celebrities on the show.
Piper Pirabo. Wowza.
And also big, it started with David Mandel. And this is all having to do with our election, right? Which is what I say, that the joke being, you know, I did not necessarily expect any Hollywood attention when I decided to focus on Wisconsin.
That wasn't your goal.
That was
certainly
not the goal. But here we are.
I know. And look, all of a sudden.
But we had Piper Pirabo today. And then on Monday at 1 p.m., we were having Wisconsin native Bradley Whitford.
He's done a couple things, I understand.
He's done a couple things.
Some things.
And it's funny, even when I said that to some people the other day, in the same way with Piper, you know, I think some people who love Yellowstone know her from that, or the Covert Affairs, as you talked about. I will always, her big break, as she said, was this movie Coyote. Did you see Coyote Ugly? Do you know what we're talking about?
It was a bar where they danced on the bar. The bartenders danced on the bar.
Yeah, right? It was like Maria Bello, Tyra Banks, Piper Pirabo, who was Bridget Monahan, who was in
Mrs.
Sex
Big.
In the City.
She was Mrs. Big.
She was in it. And it was about this like rock, like ruckus bar in New York City. And her character, Piper's character, wanted to be like a musician, and she needed a job. And it was this like high energy, sexy bartender.
Raunchy.
Yeah. It wasn't raunchy, I don't think. But it certainly inspired me to wear lower cut jeans and crop tops.
Oh,
at 14.
Your mother must have been thrilled.
Loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I forgot where I was going with that.
Bradley Whitford.
Oh yeah, Bradley Whitford is here on Monday. And so he is very active as far as politics and advocating for his home state when it comes to Democratic politics. But he is going to be here Monday to have some fun with us, which I am really excited about.
I am too.
He, you know, obviously West Wing is maybe what he's still most known for, but I certainly remember him from Billy Madison.
Oh my gosh, that is going back.
Business ethics.
Wow.
And, but now he's on, at least, I haven't finished the most recent season, so I think he's still on Handmaid's Tale unless something happened to Commander Joseph Lawrence.
I couldn't get past the first season of that.
It was too... It's too
prescient.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other can of worms that we're not going to open up. But the other thing that dropped this week that we haven't talked about yet is the new Marcus Performing Arts Center's lineup.
Wonderful.
For next year.
Oh,
so
cool.
For the 2023-2024 season. And, you know, as two gals who like a good musical.
We do.
Did anything catch your eye? Oh, okay. So there's Disney's Aladdin.
That would be really fun.
I saw it on Broadway. It was pretty fun.
I bet it was.
It was pretty fun.
Everything rests on the genie.
Mm-hmm. So that's coming up in October. So Disney's Aladdin will be in Milwaukee. And then I'm definitely going to see this one. Aaron Sorkin's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, it's supposed to be just excellent.
Yeah. And so it's his stage adaptation of, obviously, the classic book. When it premiered on Broadway, I think it was Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, I think
played
right.
Atticus Finch. So I don't know who's in the traveling tour or company tour for that. But that is coming. Funny Girl is coming. I've never seen Funny Girl.
You've never seen the movie?
I've never seen the movie. I've never seen the stage production.
You would love the movie.
Okay.
I think you would love the movie.
You had a skeptical look as far as the show, though.
Well, because I have a friend who's been to New York several times and saw...
The current? But she saw...
Not with Lea Michele, the one
with
before
Beanie.
Her. With Beanie. And he said it was horrible.
Well, she didn't last very long.
No, and my friend George saw Barbara in the original one.
Oh, so his standards are
Broadway.
Pretty high.
Yeah.
I have heard... Lea Michele is very good in it.
I bet. Yeah,
She's wildly talented.
She is.
But they won't be in the touring company.
I would be very surprised.
I would go see Funny Girl. And then in February of next year, Mamma Mia, which I have seen and is a very fun show.
I'm not an ABBA fan. I find their music highly annoying. I'm sorry. I just do.
You really don't tap your toes at all when any of those dancing queens.
Oh, stop. Oh, no.
all right. Well, then in March, Clue, which I did not know there was a stage version of.
That might be fun.
So it's a mystery comedy based on the popular board game. I've seen the movie Clue way back. Was that the 80s?
Yeah.
And so I don't know how similar the movie is to the stage production. But then I would go see this, the Tina Turner musical.
Yes.
And that's over a year away. But, and then I would also see this, Moulin Rouge.
Really?
I loved the movie.
You did?
I did. I mean, I was in, I loved the soundtrack. I thought it was so, I like Baz Luhrmann. The magical mysticism of his visuals and stuff, I like.
Very fantastical.
Yeah, and so I have not seen the musical, but I liked the movie, so I feel like I would... So maybe I just have to buy a season pass, because there's a lot of shows on there I would go see next year.
They would be very happy
if
you
would
do that. I'm
sure they would, but no, you're sorry. What on that list are you a yes for?
I would check out Clue and go through the list again.
Aladdin, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Aladdin.
Aladdin. All right, well, if I get that season pass, maybe you'll trump Michael as my date.
Ooh, that would be great.
All right. Well, that about does it for us today. We will be back tomorrow when we will wrap up the week, the last week before the election. No pressure. Go vote. Maybe I'll go vote today or tomorrow. I don't know. But thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Gonna be happy, boy.
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.